10月12日1996年。
In the English, bulletin has already described what the topic is.
Serving with unity in the church, in a church without a pastor.
我们怎么同心合一的侍奉主在一个教会，我们没有牧师的教会。那我早晨已经跟大家讲过了。 And in the morning, I've already shared with you.
这一个的合一 unity 它的 oneness 是圣灵所已经做。
And like I said this morning, this unity, this oneness is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Oneness 是一个事实, unity 是一个行动。
And unity is a kind of action, and oneness is a reality.
圣灵是经做了。
And it's the work already accomplished by the Holy Spirit.
我们的行动上所以unity，因为我们有许多的不同。
And in action, we need to have unity because we came from different backgrounds.
这一个的不同并不是分裂，不同的功用、恩赐、工作，有什么不同？
And the difference is in the service that we are capable of providing.
这是一个神的教会中间必须要有不同不同的工作，教会才能够彰显神的荣耀。
And the church must have to have all this differentness so as to bring out the glory of God. And we have the same one goal. And we should be obedient to this one power. And we should be serving in this church in oneness.
在这里的题目乃是没有传道人的时候，这样的合一的里头来侍奉神。
In a church without a pastor, how do we serve in unity?
我盼望弟兄姊妹先注意。
And I hope that you'll notice.
我早晨跟大家讲说，现在请的传道人太难了。
And I described to you how difficult it is to have a full-time pastor.
但是要请注意圣经中间的教训，圣经中间的榜样，这个教诲和应用。But
I want you to pay attention that the example that was mentioned in the Bible, the church that serves the Lord, it does not have to have a full-time minister.
所以没有传道人的光景正常，有传道人的光景很正常。
And actually, it's more normal to have a church that does not have a pastor, and it's actually rather unusual to have a church with a pastor.
我跟大家提到，如果一个好的传道人这样来带领，这个就有福了。
And I have already mentioned how a blessed pastor to lead this church, how blessed you will be.
这是非常非常的好。
And this is abnormally good.
但是在圣经里头给我们看见的，很少在教会，当时的教会有一个传道人。
And it's the Bible given examples in there, and it's very unusual to have a pastor in the church.
所以圣经是在这一种的前提底下来教导我们教会中间应该如何侍奉。
And it's under these circumstances that the Bible teaches how are we to serve.
所以serve the Lord without a pastor, 这是一个很圣经合理的。
And to serve the Lord without a pastor, this is a very logical thing as described in the Bible. And the Bible still teaches us that we are to continue to serve. And I remember I have mentioned this in the retreat before. I don't want to spend any more time on this matter. And the God's work in this universe is through the church and not through individuals.
个人不过是身体上一个肢体。And
individuals are just a part of the body.
教会才是一个身体。And
the church is the whole body.
神的荣耀是就是教会开展彰显，不是就是个人而彰显。
God's glory is shown through the church and not through the individuals.
所以我们今天在神里面活着，一定要把我们自己放在教会的里面来侍奉神。
And as we live in this world, we are to place ourselves in the church to serve.
圣经有好多的教训。
And the Bible has a lot of teachings.
我们先来读一处的地方。
And let's read one place.
以弗所书第4章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第11节。
Verse 11.
以弗所书第4章11节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Verse 11, it says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. The apostles are appointed by God to lead the church on this world. In the prophets, I like people bringing out the water from the well to serve the people. And the evangelists are to bring the message to those that haven't believed. And pastors and teachers are to teach God's children. And most of the theologians agree that pastors and teachers are one and the same. And pastors and teachers are just like the prophets, they will preach. And the prophets are to relay the message through from the Holy Spirit. And the pastors and teachers are to teach so that people can understand the things that were taught even before as well as now. And a good example is the adult Sunday school teacher. And a lot of the materials that the Sunday school teacher uses is not because he's inspired by God. And it's the Sunday school teacher is to assemble the materials that were taught before and to teach for those that don't know yet. And the pastors are to shepherd the flock. Cares for the individual needs and the difficulties. And these needs may be spiritual also. And there are difficulties in living today. And there are needs from the family. And a lot of needs that we face today are to be provided by the pastor. And the word that we've been using as pastor in church is not the what's described
here.
And here it means shepherd is the people that shepherd the flock. And the reverend, the pastor is described in our church today is not described in the Bible. And it's this category of people is called by God and has gone through special training. And if we have to look at these four categories of people, and today's, as we know, the pastors are closer to what is described here as prophets. And maybe in addition to that is the prophets and the teachers also. And today's what we know as pastors are not necessarily the evangelists. In the morning, I've already said very few Christian workers can call themselves as apostles. And these four categories are what's provided to the church by God. What is their function? They have three functions. And to build each, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. And it is to prepare the saints. So that you equip the saints so that their gifts can be shown. And so that the whole church can be built up. And as we use this as our goal to serve, and it's the goal that is trying to
achieve. Yeah.
And it's verse 13, it says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. And so that we can truly understand the truth. If we are to be mature, we are to be growing spiritually also. And it's the work of these four categories of people, the fruits of their work. And in most churches, and these are usually the work carried out by the pastor. And so-called a good pastor, then their function will be very effective in these areas. But then the Bible did not talk about the pastors that we
define
today. So as we serve in the church without a pastor, we are hoping to serve and produce the same results. If we are to turn our attention to Romans chapter 12,
我们有时间读了，对，哥林多前书第十二章，
and in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
讲到神赐给神的儿女有不同的恩赐，
and it talks about the gifts that they were given to people with different gifts.
一个人侍奉神总有两方面，
and a person as he served, there are two different aspects.
一个是才干 ability,
and one is ability.
第二个呢是恩赐，是一种 spiritual ability.
And the other one is the spiritual ability.
恩赐是神所给的。
The gifts, these gifts came from God.
才干乃是我们的地上一个人所学的。
And ability is something that we learn here.
有些人没有信主弹琴就很好，到了信主教会弹琴都是才干。
And ability, for instance, that someone can play the piano without being a Christian, and after become a Christian, they can serve in the church to play the piano.
我到现在就是搞上。
And up to today, I'm still not very clear in terms of keeping the books.
但有些人学会计的，学统计的，他的账单就搞很清楚了，也不是圣灵所给的恩赐。But then
on the other hand, there are people that learn accounting and they can do very well in there, then this is not what the Spirit has given as a gift to him.
教会的司库如果交给学历史的，那就糟糕了。
If the church treasury department is handled by someone that's good as an artist, then you'll have big trouble.
这是一种的才干,
it is an ability.
但是神还给我们这种灵侍奉这个技能这个恩赐。
And then what is the spiritual gift? It's the ability to serve God spiritually.
我们如果把罗马书十二章和哥林多书前书十二章合在一起,
if we combine Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
归纳起来恩赐有三类。
And we are going to categorize that there are three kinds of gifts.
头一类是话语上的恩赐。
And first is the gift of the word.
第二类是治理上的恩赐。治理上的恩赐。It's
administrative gifts.
第三类呢是我请了神奇的恩赐，是讲方言，说方言有疫病。
There is the gift of performing miracle. To speak in tongues. And these are special gifts from the Spirit. And for those that are able to do a lot of these miracles, these are all gifts from the Spirit. And these Pentecostal experiences are special gifts from the Holy Spirit. And the Bible teaches us,
哥林多前书第十二、第十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14, chapter 12.
你们要炫目我做先知，你做先知的这事。
And you are to learn from those. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
你们要追求爱，也要切莫属灵的恩赐，就是更要炫莫的是做先知讲道。
Okay, verse 1 says, follow the way of the love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially gift of prophecy.
第二次, 我们看, 提摩太前书,
and the next place is 1 Timothy chapter 3.
人若想要的基督的这份就是血抹善功之话是可信的。
Here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
心的指那个是血抹善功乃是提到了那个血抹所监督的这份就是自己方面的。
And this is the work of administrative work.
所以神所赐给圣徒的三类恩赐。
So God has given the believers three gifts.
我们要去血墨有话语的恩赐，血墨有智力的恩赐。圣经从来没有讲我们要血墨说方言和神奇的。And
it says we should be eager to have the gift of word or the gift of administration, but it has never said we are to be eager to speak in tongues.
那么现在的基督教一般的情形。
And in today's church today, we are hoping to have a pastor that have all gifts in all these three aspects. In an average church today, and in today, the pastors may not have the gift to perform miracles, but we hope that they can have the first
two.
And if a church can have a pastor that is gifted in word as well as administrative matters, then the church can truly grow. But this is a special situation. And in an average state that is described in the Bible, the church does not have a pastor. But then we are still to continue to serve God. And we are to serve God through the gifts that we each individual receive from God, as well as our ability.
教会今天也就成为人生活中所有的最主要的一个团体。And
church today is one of the important organizations that's affiliated with Alive.
我跟大家已经提过。And
I have mentioned earlier.
我们的远东的时候的教会当然关注灵性。In
the Far East, the church's emphasis is on the spiritual needs.
在美国的社会里头，教会是社会中间一个最主要的单位。And
however, in the church here in America, church has now become a central community center. And if we have to have these social benefits, when it's through our abilities. And this is something that the church needs. And the important aspect is to let the believers grow spiritually. And to let people grow spiritually, then you're looking at the gift of words. And so a church needs all these three aspects. We are not going to be talking about the gift in performing miracles. In the gift of words as well as ministration. And in the absence of a pastor, we are to serve based on what God has provided. If we are not true, do not understand our gifts, and we are to seek God's help to get the gifts of one of these areas. Let's first look at the gift of words. And the word, gift of word comes directly to us. Because the way that God works is different from how we do things. And we do things based on the work that we do by our hands, whereas God's word word is through his word. So as the Apostle John writes the Gospel of John as well as the first book of John, and he calls God the word of life. This word is God's word. And God orders and things are done. In Hebrews chapter 11, God used word to create everything. So if you are to help people spiritually, you are to use word. How did we come to know Christ? It's the word of the gospel that came to us and let us understand. The word of the gospel came to us so that we know Christ as the Son of God and is our Savior. And the word of the gospel taught us that Christ died for our sins, and also through him we are to have salvation. So it's this word that had come to our lives. So word is something that directly impacts our lives. And so it's a continuation of what we talked about this morning. And we are to come in front of the Lord with a lively spirit and to earnestly seek him. So that the church can truly become a place that can benefit others. And if we have these kind of foundations, as we help others, and we have to add on the gift of word. This kind of gift of word, and may God provide us. But God provides this gift to those that seek him. And God will not provide to the proud, but will provide to the humble. And for those that are humble, it's not just a matter of bowing your head and trying to be humble. And a truly humble person is the one that knows that he is insufficient and asks for God's help. Matthew chapter 5 says, and the poor in spirit will be blessed because they will receive the kingdom. And it's a minimum requirement that we are to have in our lives before God will provide. So for those that are to receive the gift of word, and we have to know the limitations that we have and to seek God's help. And as we understand God's word, we have to rely on the Spirit's
side.
And we always say that we want the Spirit to bring out the meaning of the word so that we can understand. And I like you to understand, pay attention. And this is definitely the words from God, but then simply these words are not enough. If we are to ask the Spirit to release the word of God, so we must intellectually understand God's word. God's words are all in the Bible. And I don't agree with the Catholics that besides the words that are recorded in the Bible, there are also the words from the Pope. And we truly believe that all the words that God intends for us are all recorded in the Bible.
我们只是把圣经的这个话用今天所那个了解证实的语言把它写明出来，并不是超过圣经讲的有新的话语。
And we are to understand the Bible in the context of our current language, and it's not by adding additional words.
但是要把圣经原理的话能够明白。
We are to understand the original meaning of the words. It's not an easy path.
这可是像在你们这一种模型的教会,
in the church like ours today,
已经有许多蒙恩30年40年的基督徒,
and there are Christians that have been 30, 40 years.
能够叫他的满足,乃是你们教会中间的帮助他们的时候,有没有人给神的话语所了解的,比他们所了解的多?
And are there people that know God's word more than those?
所以一个人做传道的人,
As a servant of God, it is to come and help the church.
不光他有年龄,
not only he has to have the mental maturity as well as experience. And he has to have better understanding of the Bible than most. And as a pastor goes through seminary, it's only 3 years, and it's also only basic
training.
So as I speak to those that just newly graduated from seminary, and try not to think that you know everything if you just graduated from a seminary or get your doctor of theology. The seminary gives you a foundation. And the seminary only gives you a technique on how you ought to study the Bible. Through this technique that you learn from seminary, and as you study the Bible, then you will truly get more meaning out of what you study. And I have been a Christian for over 50 years. And I have been a pastor for over 40 years. And I would not be so proud that I would not go and listen to another person's sermon. But I'm going to tell you. And a lot of times, as soon as he start reading the passage, I already knew what he was going to preach. And maybe as I listen to the sermon, I may have moved in some ways, but not spiritually. But truly, a good pastor will give a sermon that can truly touch me and move me. And as we learn to serve, we have to strengthen ourselves in this area. If you have a good pastor to provide you in these areas, if you don't have a pastor that can meet these needs, don't be discouraged. And sometimes people will come to me and says, my pastor is not very mature, and his sermon is not of much help, so I don't really feel that I can grow. And when I meet such a person, I said, this is a result of your laziness. And you don't need to go to special meetings to listen to the word. And you can invite the best-known speakers to your house. How do you invite them? And read the books that these people write. And do you know in the library, if you look at the different types of books, the most books were written, the most number of books were written on books on Christianity. So now today you can get on the internet and you can already get a lot of the spiritual books. And you can actually receive the benefits from all these things that good pastors, famous pastors have left. So you are to maintain the continuous receiving of God's teaching. And I might have given this testimony to you when I was
in the ministry.
And today, as I can help brothers and sisters, and based on the truth, and I personally have only studied maybe 30% of it. And 70% I have received from others. And if I don't receive from others, what I can provide is only this limited amount. Brothers and sisters, you prepare more and you will be able to provide more. The less you prepare, the less able you will be able to provide. And the less you can provide. And you cannot lead the church to grow spiritually. And if the church does not have someone that can help people grow spiritually, the best the church can achieve is just an ordinary organization in society. In the secular society, there is a secular organization, there is a need also. But this is not the prime function of a church. And brothers and sisters, if you are to serve God, and you are to receive God's word thoroughly, and you are to receive this word through many aspects. And let me tell you the story. And I have this experience. I was once invited to speak to a bunch of seminary students. And I talked about Psalm 84. And your place of dwelling is how lovable. Be clear on how God has led you. And you are to emphasize on this, and then you are to help others, and especially in the Word, no matter whether it is the teaching of the Bible or the spiritual experience, if you have not received, you cannot help. If you, even if you have received, you cannot help either. You have to not only have these, you have to know how to reach others.
So this is a 口才 expression.
And this expression, and using this proper expression, then you can teach others to understand. And I have heard a lot of famous pastors. In 30 minutes, the sermon is full of content. And there are some that can spend an hour, and the end is still very confusing. And you have to have proper expression, oral presentation to reach people. And this you have to learn. If you are to let me make suggestions, and if you are able, you can invite other people to come and preach on Sunday. And if you have a strong will, and you should put more emphasis on having brothers and sisters go up and preach. Don't ask everyone to go
up.
And everyone should be able to speak in small groups. Give them opportunities to speak. And then the leaders should go and listen. And some you can let them speak in bigger gatherings. And some you will not allow them to do that. And a few of you can spread the God's word. And these few people should have meetings. And this time Brother Ray preached, I didn't speak, so I was just listening. When the five of us get together, and I'm to tell the Brother Ray that some of the Bible quotes that he uses is not appropriate. And the same message will be more appropriate if you quote elsewhere. And your emphasis is on three things. But then a lot of others you have left out. And your approach of using stories, and some stories that you use as illustration is not appropriate. And you only talk about bad things and never said something good. And if you are to say good things about him, make him proud. If you criticize, you'll let him improve. And excuse me for saying that. And when I was serving in church in Taiwan, and there are 11 churches, and 9 churches that we start service together, 11 people will preach. And every Wednesday, the 11 of us will get together and meet for 2 hours. And first is to point out the shortcomings of the others. How long?
8年.
We have done this for 8 years. It's not so simple.
弟兄姊妹, 这是什么呢? 你们自己中有人来讲的话,
And if you are to preach yourself, then you have a systematic approach. And especially in a church without a pastor, this is an excellent chance for you to learn.
除了这个之外,
Other than this,
还有治理这一方面的,
and administrative,
我就发现有些人就是不会治理。
And I know there are some simply don't know how to.
相当多的牧师讲道很好，叫教会治理是一塌糊涂。And
there are a lot of pastors that are very good in preaching, but then when it comes to administrative matters, they'll create a mess.
我在北美认识的传道人治理上，我所知道最好的是Houston。And
of all the pastors that I know, I think the one pastor that has done an excellent job in administration, and that is the pastor in Houston, Reverend Chen. And so 1 year we asked him to come and to our
And
last year, as well as the year before, we have a special topic in our summer retreat on the ministry. And I've talked to him. And I have asked Reverend Chang that for these 2 years, in all his the topics that he talked about will be printed in the publication of our church. And I have a deep impression. And 7-8 years ago, when he came and lead us in a co-workers retreat, and he said, what is administration? And he says, what is administration? By assigning the right people to the right job. And to know the gifts of the brothers and sisters. And then to assign the proper positions to these brothers and sisters. As you go to college, it's like this
too.
And there are some professors that are good researchers, but then they are poor lecturers. And good professors can teach as well as do research. But then it's hard to find. And if you do a good job teaching but not do so good in research, you can still benefit the students. And this definition, assignment comes from the chairman of the department. Do you want this professor to go and teach? And if he did not make the right assignment, then the students would not benefit. And this is called church's administration. And based on my understanding, and these are the church elders. And for those churches that don't have elders, and for those churches that runs by deacons,
所谓是一种长老制也好，长老们、执事制也好，执事们是这一种来负责来叫教会行政的。And
no matter whether it's elder system or deacon system, these are the group of people that will take care of the administrative matters.
我称这个单位叫做 governing body.
And I will call this the governing body of the church.
这个 governing body 来定规了弟兄姊妹在哪一方面做主。And
based on this governing body, they will decide who should serve where.
好的么子能够知道基督的不光爱主，知道他的恩赐，而知道他的工作的果效。And
good leaders will know not only that the brother loves the Lord, but he can also know what his gifts are.
如果你们没有好的么子，你们中间也该有人在竞争的智力上工作。And
even though if you have no pastor, you can still promote this work.
这一些乃是没有牧师的时候的这两方面来帮助人的。
And these are the two things that while you don't have a pastor, you can use this to help others.
在你们的当中,
in amongst you,
如果没有好的牧师在话语上好好的来供应你们,
if you don't have a pastor that can suitably provide you with the teaching of the word,
但是如果有好的治理，把样的教会,
but then if you have good administration, your church can still grow.
教会的定规,
and the church is to decide whether you're going to have a revival meeting in the next couple months.
如果要有辅导会,
if you are to have an evangelism
meeting,
and if we are going to have such a meeting, then how do my brothers and sisters care about other people's spiritual life? Care for their soul.
叫他提出名字来，他那一首关心人还没有得出的名字。
And you are to ask them to bring up names of people that have not yet known.
然后在教会里头有祷告会，或者有分组的小的祷告会，为着弟兄姊妹关心的灵魂来祷告。
And then through prayer meetings, you should care for the souls of these.
然后或者有这些文字，怎么样能够邀请人呢？
And then you can use invitations to invite people to come.
这个你们的governing body不会传道，不会辅导。
And your governing body may not know how to hold these evangelist meetings.
但你可以请另外一个别的教会的好的传道的人，传辅导好的人来讲道。
But then you can invite some other people from other churches to come and lead the meeting.
那前头的准备。
But the preparing work. And this is administration. And this is administration. I'm going to give you an example. And starting beginning of last year, I left the church in New York and went to serve in the church in New Jersey. And there are 10, 11 families in this area. And I realized that there are a lot of people now moved to that area. And so they wanted to start a church there. And 20, 30 some people started. And so last year, after we've been there for a year, and average attendance has been around 60. And now it's 120. And the attendees. And 60% or so came from mainland China. And lived in that area. And now we have evangelistic meetings. And there's one that we use. Well, there's one family that goes to Chinese grocery store to buy groceries. And in that area, everyone, if they want Chinese grocery, you always go to that same store. And this grocery store is owned by several people, and one of them is a Christian. And now the manager of the store is our church
member.
So every time when we have an evangelistic meeting, we will put the literature, the brochures in the store. And a lot of people, when they see that, they will come. And this is not to ask them to be touched and
saved.
But at least you can encourage him to come. What is this? And this is called administration. And I told the brothers this. And I told them last time we used the red bulletins, And this time we're going to use blue. And we have to change the drawings. And if you don't make the change, then people say, oh, I've heard this before. And you have to change the color of the paper and the drawing, then people know that it's a new meeting. These are little things. And this is administration. And when there are such evangelistic meetings, and we have to train people that will go and talk to them. And we have to train people to do follow-up
work.
And then you will have 10, 15 people that are willing to be baptized. It's not just based on the speaker. And the speaker came from elsewhere. And if you have to help others, you have to have a whole system that has to work together. And to have a good pastor, he knows how to coordinate. If you don't have a pastor, you can do the same. And this is between the gift of the word and gift of administration. In the gift of administration, and you are still to resolve a lot of the problems on the brothers and sisters. In a lot of families, they have family problems. They love the Lord. And they've been there for a long time. And they have served for a long time. And they have big problems. And you don't think that for those that serve well, they don't have problems at all. You are to resolve their problems. Their problems at home. And I look at your church, you don't really have a lot of young people. In the church that I serve, there are a lot of 20-year-olds. They couldn't find somebody. For those that found almost a match, before they get married, they broke up. And it says, well, you haven't gotten married, how did you get all these problems? And there are people that don't have problems. So if I have to officiate a wedding, I will talk to them for at least 3 hours. In the counseling, I would ask them, now you've been known each other a couple of years, can you say what are the long and short things? And they would say, oh, he has no shortcomings, say, oh, he has good things. And I will tell them what are the difficulties that lie ahead of them. So tell them ahead of time, what is this? And this is work that the church has to do. I used to be an engineer. I don't worry about things like this. Now I have to worry about these. I have one good thing. And one of my daughter specialized in social work. And a lot of difficulties that I have come up, I will consult with my daughter. I don't know what I mentioned to you or not. And in the church in New York, there was this one instance. And a family that truly loved the Lord. This 16-year-old boy wants to go and talk to my daughter because he wants to have a sex change operation. You sounded like you are surprised. It looks like you haven't heard this before. So his parents came to see me. What do I do? I didn't say just go and pray. And I will help try to seek help. Now I can tell you. Who do I go? And I called Reverend Fred Chung, Frida Cheng's for advice. I have to consult with her. I don't know how to handle this, but I can't say I don't do anything. And then she told me a lot of things that I need to pay attention to. Of course, I cannot help this youngster. But I can tell the parent of this youngster to seek psychological help. And the psychologist that he has to go to has to be Christians. And for those non-Christian psychologists, then he will definitely ask them to do the operation. Well, there are all these unusual things. These are all things that you should do. And even in Taiwan, I try to encourage people. And I've encouraged people to go to good seminaries and take classes in family counseling. And it's not to just to have evangelism meetings to preach the word. And it's not to study the Bible or to have a good and to take family counseling so that you can go and help people that have problems. And brothers and sisters, there are too many things to learn. There are so much that you can do. Don't just keep mumbling, we don't have a pastor, we don't have a pastor, we don't have a pastor. Where are you? And this way the church can truly grow. Dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude. And if you have a good pastor, this is a special blessing. Without a good pastor, this is the situation that's common. And this is a normal circumstance. And you are to learn in the word as well as in the administration. And you are to understand the truth from the word. In administrative matters, you can lead the church in terms of how to serve. And so you can arrange to assign the right people to the right job. To help those believers. And you should only assign one or two or three things for them. And don't want to overload him so that he gets burned out. And you want to actually raise people that can help people resolve family matters. And my wife also helped people a lot. And because she was a nurse. And a lot of brothers and sisters, when they got sick, the first person they turned to is my wife. And most of you here in DC, most of you have gone to school here and then worked here. But I'm also sure that you have people that are just recent immigrants. And you got sick, you don't know what to do. And this is also church administration. You are to serve in many different aspects. And I've talked about this in the morning. And so have people come and be interested in the church first, so that spiritually he can receive blessing. Number two, and so that when he comes to church, he can see other people that can share the same experience and help him in his everyday life. Number three, and in church, gradually he'll realize that he can be of use in God's ministry. And you are to emphasize in these three aspects. And so you're going to have this mutual attraction to come to this church to serve the Lord. May God bless us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们也谢谢你，你这个你的话教导了我们，你也借着环境再来配合着就我们所学习，正在我们的面前能够忠心于你在我们身上所以托付，我们在没有传道人的情况的里面呢，能够照样的服侍你，并且能够带进你更大的荣耀，也叫我们自己这一个服侍的缘故呢，受到了好的来教导，就是你恩待听我们的祷告，我们祷告主耶稣基督。
阿门。
亲爱的天父，亲爱的耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，让我们唱我们在你里头合而为一，并不是说主我们要去做，主你一定把我们生在你的里面，我们彼此都做肢体，主我们彼此是一生，主而不止我们这里的能够合而为一，我们跟你众圣徒古今中外所有的众圣徒也都是合而为一，这是何等的奇妙。主因此我们真是愿意在这个身体里头能够尽我们每一个人该尽的本分，主就是把这一也的时间都仰望在你的手中，求你用血洁净赦免，主啊，这是光照，这是叫我们在这里所讲的和听的都能够受造就，主都能够从你这一位圣灵能够受领受我们该做该学的，主你听我们的祷告与我们同在，奉主耶稣基督的名。在分组祷告的时候，我们这里是六个七个人在祷告，那祷告的时候忽然间那个约翰一书的里面那个老约翰在写父老啊，小子们啊，少年人啊，父老啊，那几句话就来到我里头，因为我开头也是听见，就是说我们这边没有牧师，我们应该怎么样服侍啊？主就给我那个话，就觉得说，这个教会成长这么几十年了，里头有父老，有小子，有少年人，那么我们怎么样能够尽肢体的功用？那在祷告的时候。有里头马上我也不知道连弟兄今天下午要讲这些啊，那就是以弗所第四章的那个就来了，就是说我们每一个人都是各在各自己的位置上能够被成全，各尽个体的功用啊，那么让教会渐渐长大，所以他今天下午讲的我里头非常阿门。那讲到他们弟兄，他们有弟兄的服侍，我们姊妹也有姊妹的服侍，那我不是去讲一个道理，所以我们以往所学的我是重在经历方面，那经历方面呢就不是单单讲在教会里头怎么做，要从家里头怎么做，所以我一看给我的题目就是说在家里头和教会里面，因为在家里的服侍跟教会里头的服侍只有时间的分别，没有心态的分别，也没有贵重和是不贵重的分别啊，这是主让我们都在这个身体里头，不是到教会来做的事就是服侍，在家里头就不是就可以靠着自己去做。那讲到姊妹的角色，我知道也有好多的书，那么也有专家在那里写姊妹的角色，那我这里所以给你们的就是我就在主里面学习的，不是怎么去，不是看什么道理应该怎么讲，好像我就回头想一想这几十年在家里头在教会里头怎么样学习的，怎么样尽做姊妹的本分，那这个不是完全的啊，这是我好像第一次讲，我是我大概在十几年前到 Maryland 那个他们教会，他事先没有跟我约，就是我陪着林弟兄开车嘛，要开五个钟头，所以陪他去到那里他就告诉我礼拜五到的，他礼拜六他说要有一个姊妹聚会，要我讲姊妹该有的服侍，我说你事先没有给我讲，我都没有准备，所以那天晚上回来的时候我就在主面前祷告，主就给我了四个字一句，四个字一句，大概给我了七句啊，不要五句啊，不是四句，是反正就是28个字，四七二十八，七句啊，我就想一想发生以往是怎么样，因为我什么参考书也没带，什么东西也没带，我就在这边在看我以往怎么样服侍一个姊妹，在教会里头应该怎么服侍，在家里怎么服侍，在圣经里头有哪一些，那么就是这样的。等以后下次到别的地方去，哎呀我越讲越有负担，我觉得一个教会的成长，一个教会的兴旺不兴旺，姊妹真是有绝对的主权，不是主权，不说主权，这绝对的原因，弟兄他们再怎么热心再怎么样，但是姊妹如果不爱主，姊妹如果 不把自己那份摆上，不单教会里头得不到姊妹的帮助，并且姊妹一直扯丈夫的后腿，对不对？我常常听见去处理家庭问题，他们都是说他一天到晚就是在教会里头，在家里头是大男人主义，连个碗都不帮忙，什么连个垃圾都不拿走的，啊，就这样讲。那我觉得这个不是服侍嘛，这个啊，那么我又在主面前仰望。那现在神给我的40个字啊，40个就是十句，这每一句10个字，那么就每一次要到哪里去讲，主总是给我看见一些新的，那么我就更正，所以才敢打出来印出来。从前都不敢印出来，也不是说这个完全了，但是我就觉得说这是都是可以行的，啊，都是可以行的。当然有很多不完全，你们需要你们改正。那我总觉得一个人要怎么样的生活，就要怎么样的认识，这是为什么我们需要听到，是需要有真理啊，有真理，明白真理了，我们才能有灵命生活。如果没有真理，你怎么活？啊，我们如果做乡下人，乡下人就知道，做个女的嘛，就是生孩子，就是做饭，就是买菜，就是什么。那生在现在的时代，就是哇，女人就是跟男人一样的差不多，做的就是你有什么样的认识，你就有什么样的生活形态。那我们如果在圣经上看见这一些的榜样，这些的，我们就知道我们应该怎么样生活，啊，所以我先为着大家感谢主，叫我们身为女人，我很以做女人为荣，啊，我们又是做妈妈，你看，啊，又是做女儿，在家里头做女儿也是最贴心的，啊，再老一点做婆婆，做岳母，哎呀，给我们那么多，又是做姑嫂的，那么多角色，但是如果我们能够照着圣经有那样的心态。把圣经上的那些榜样从我们身上借着生活，借着每一个不同的角色，能够把它活出来，这个世界就我们就能影响整个的世界了，不但影响我们自己的家，影响教会，影响我们所处的社会。现在我们都觉得说这个美国的道德慢慢下落，但是如果一个家庭，一个姊妹，这个我们姊妹的角色能够做得好啊，你看这个家里头，你的心绪不好，这个全家都是暴风暴雨都来了。如果你是一直喜乐的，一直是怎么样，这个家里头就很和谐。所以那每一个家如果都是这样子喜乐平安的活出来，这个教会自然就是喜乐平安的。如果你在家里头都有那个喜乐的灵在那里服侍，无论就是你给好好好好好